Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 150 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, one of the first things I do when I work with new players is to help them get into the habit of approaching what they do on and off the court with a high sense of urgency, whether it's practice, match play, strategizing, or strength and conditioning, to name a few. Sense of urgency is a commonly used phrase in sports, business, and many other aspects of life, and its meaning can vary from person to person. Now, I've always viewed sense of urgency as a need by which a player is compelled to act decisively, void of excuses, delays, or hesitation. The reality is there isn't much that separates a sense of urgency from a sense of anxiety. In fact, many players frequently end up triggering a heightened sense of anxiety when they try to amp up their sense of urgency, which begs the question, how do you increase sense of urgency? Of course, it's about having the proper mindset, but leaving it like that in this case would be oversimplifying it. To be more specific, I believe it boils down to something I call the M&M dynamic. M&M, which stands for meaning and motivation. This dynamic leads to purpose, which is an essential component that fuels and helps you to effectively manage sense of urgency. Thus, ideally, you want to end up with a high sense of urgency and purpose, or SOUP, S-O-U-P. Let's take a step back and talk a little bit about meaning and motivation. Now, I believe it is important to identify or discover for yourself what is meaningful about the things you are doing when it comes to your game. For example, for some players, only the end goal of winning is what they find meaningful. For other players, it could be the comprehensiveness of the game improvement journey they find meaningful. And then there are those who find meaning in each forward step of the game improvement process, or said differently, the many achievements along the way. If you can find what is meaningful to you, then you will truly be motivated to try to attain it, and thus the M&M dynamic is set in motion. The M&M dynamic is what provides you with a true sense of urgency and purpose. Because the flip side of SOUP is SOAP, S-O-A-P, which stands for sense of anxiety and panic. And folks, it's a mighty thin line that separates sense of urgency and purpose from sense of anxiety and panic. Let me share a recent example revolving around game improvement that serves as a good illustration of that fine line between SOUP and SOAP. A few months ago, I began working with a 4.0 level player. Pretty solid player. Let's call him Bobby. Now, Bobby had tried for many years to learn to hit a kick or topspin serve, but he had never been able to develop that proper kick serve because of his throwing motion, which was essentially a three-quarter motion rather than a direct over-the-top overhand motion. Thus, the only kind of spin with which he could comfortably serve was, well, side spin, or in this case, being right-handed, a right-to-left slice. Now, as many of you may know from your own experiences, it's kind of difficult to swing freely and aggressively on your serve if your second serves are slice serves because you don't have that high margin for error versus a kick serve where you would have a greater net clearance. Needless to say, his second serves were not very formidable and usually got punished by most of his opponents at his level. You know, the fact is, you can indeed learn to hit a kick serve even if you have a three-quarter throwing motion. Hey, it's not easy, especially for recreational and club players, but it can be done. It does require a lot more work from your legs and core to get your body into the right position while maintaining good balance from which you can effectively execute the proper swing path to impart sufficient topspin on that serve. Nadal and Ferrer come to mind as a couple of players on the pro tours who can hit decent enough kick serves even though they have more of a three-quarter throwing motion than an over-the-top overhand motion. You know, when I first started working with Bobby, I felt he did not really believe that adding a reliable kick serve to his repertoire was all that necessary for improving his match success against comparable level players, even though he was barely winning half of his matches. Early on in our serving sessions, when I'd ask him to try to hit kick serves, he would regularly shank 75 to 80% of his attempts. I mean, it was challenging for him just to make contact on the strings, no joke. And I could see the anxiety on his face whenever we would begin to go over the kick serve in our session. Tension would quickly spread and subsequently compromise his serving mechanic and motion. Now, this went on for a couple of sessions, and then I decided to sit Bobby down for a very candid assessment and discussion about his game. I wanted him to understand that because he could hit only slice second serves, it made it extremely difficult for him to go after hitting his serves freely and aggressively, and that this was likely spilling over to other parts of his game, and not in a good way. Thus, the significance of learning how to hit a proper kick serve for him would extend well beyond simply adding another type of serve to the repertoire. The thing to remember about a spillover effect is that it works both ways, positively and negatively. I believed if he learned how to hit the kick serve, it would allow him to swing freely on serves and enable him to remain relaxed and aggressive as it relates to the rest of his game. The discussion really resonated with Bobby because starting with the very next session, he showed a different degree of openness and commitment to learn compared to what it was previously. Essentially, Bobby had bought in. He had now found meaning in what we were working on in our sessions. This in turn spurred his motivation and ultimately heightened his sense of urgency and added real purpose. Fast forward a few weeks later, for the very first time, Bobby was able to hit proper kick serves. Yes, even with his three-quarter throwing motion. Soon after, he felt confident enough to begin incorporating his new kick serve into match play. Now, this was an incredible transformation from just a few weeks prior when he was shanking most of his kick serve attempts. Folks, not to be redundant, but it is a very thin line that separates sense of urgency and purpose from sense of anxiety and panic. While in general, which side of that line you fall on has to do with having the proper mindset, the more specific trigger is the M&M dynamic. Meaning and motivation are what enable you to define and add purpose to your sense of urgency, versus falling over that thin line to sense of anxiety, where panic often replaces purpose. Put another way, the difference between soup and soap is you. Soup is hearty, soap is slippery. Food for thought. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.